News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from Unaway of the Brazos Valley and President Allison Prince on hand. And I don't know if we've visited since the start of the new year. We both have been in different directions.
We've been missing each other last few weeks.
That's right. Well, let's get caught up. What's happening?
Yeah, so campaign is still happening. I guess since then, we got final results for our state employee charitable campaign, which we're excited to say that finished out just over $540,000. Of that was raised, almost $357,000 of that is designated to local organizations. That's about 66%. So to our donors to the state employee charitable campaign, thank you so much for your gift, especially those that selected to leave it local or keep it local. Those are going to be designated out to those agencies here over the next 12 months, and those agencies will all benefit from it. So that's a really great news that 66% of it stays local.
And for those who are not familiar with the state employees group, they may automatically think right off the bat it's A&M, but it's so much more than that.
It is more than A&M. It is A&M and A&M system, the university and the system, as well as TxDOT, TDCJ, that's Texas Department of Criminal Justice. I'll try not to speak in acronyms. Health and Human Services Commission, any state agency that has an employee base here in Bryan College or in the 7-county region, that SECC is their opportunity to make pledged giving through their workplace. It's the only way that they're able to make a pledged gift through workplace giving for state employees. And so that runs from September through October. And it takes us several months to get those results. So all of those came in right before the holidays or just after. And so we were able to tally all that together and find out that we raised $540,000. It is lower than last year, but we were anticipating that a little bit. But we're really excited to see it's not always just about how much is raised. It's also about what's being done with that money. And what I was really excited to see was that almost $357,000 of it is staying right here in the 7-county region.
And how does that number compare?
I think it's a little bit higher than last year, I would say. I know we've been hovering closer to that 60% range the last few months or last few years. So I'm happy to see it bumping up against that 70.
Visiting with Allison Prince, you're not away at the Brazos Valley, so let's move over to the community campaign.
Yeah, community campaign, we kick off every September. It's the opportunity for employers to host workplace campaigns and allow their employees to make pledged gifts through payroll deduction, as well as through other methods. If payroll deduction doesn't work for your company, it's perfectly fine for us to do something else in your place of employment, do one-time gifts or quarterly gifts or something like that. We have 10 weeks left before we really kind of start putting a bow on this campaign. We initiated this campaign with a goal of $800,000. That was after hitting an $800,000 goal last year. And we are right now at $562,000. So that's just about 70% of goal. So we've still got a little ways to go. We have about 15, 20 campaigns that have already been held, but we haven't gotten results on yet. That's very normal for this time of year. Results are coming in every day. And then we still have about 20 to 25 campaigns that are either in progress or haven't quite started yet that they like to do theirs right at the end. So we still have a little bit of a ways to go. And so this is an opportunity for people to think about, if you haven't made a gift yet, this is the time to do it. You know, what's important about United Way is what we do with the funds. It's not just being able to say we raised $800,000, although that's really cool. Last year, we were able to invest over $422,000 to 20 nonprofit organizations through our community impact grants. I've brought those organizations along with me as much as I possibly can to talk about the impacts that they're making. Last year, from our investments last year, over 62,000 clients were served in the Brazos Valley as a result of these investments. Over 10,000 clients received preventative health services, including medical checkups, physical therapy, access to medical care. 2 out of 3 clients who attended health and safety outreach and education opportunities reported an increase in healthy behavior. So we're starting to see some really cool impacts, and we continue to measure that. That's the cool thing about giving to United Way, is that you're doing it as part of a collective group. And these 20 organizations, while they all have individual missions and they all have different programs, are coming together and working together and saying, we're going to share this data. We're going to share what we're doing so that we can go out to the community and say, look at what we've been able to do. 62,000 people were served. That's a pretty cool number to be able to say through 20 organizations working together, 4 investment initiatives that United Way invests in as well, we're able to make a difference. So I said about $422,000 was invested to those nonprofit organizations. We also invest almost $141,000 to our investment initiatives that include 211 Texas, Youth Leadership Cabinet, volunteerbrazosvalley.org, and our Financial Stability Innovation Fund. We've talked about those over the past several months as well. And those are where United Way is just involved a little bit more in the programmatic management of it. So combined, almost $560,000 is invested right here in Bryan College Station or in the Seven County region through gifts that are made right here. 99% of gifts stay local. We only pay 1% to United Way worldwide. We are a completely independent organization, so everything is completely local. Local volunteers, local board, local. It's completely local.
10 weeks to go, which means there's still opportunities to have presentations.
There is. There's an opportunity for us to get out and talk with you. And if you're at all thinking about what does it matter, it does matter. Your gift makes an impact in our community. I've just talked about all the different ways that it does. We also encourage you to make a gift that's significant to you. It's not about the dollar amount to us. While we do love large gifts, it's whatever's significant to you. Because if you're passionate about where you give, you're going to do more with it. And we're going to do more with it. So be significant. Think about creating change and how do you want to create change in this community. If you'd like to work with us, we'd love to work with you. Learn more about us on United Way's website, uwbv.org, or you can check us out on Facebook. You can call our office, 696-4483. You can also text your way to a gift. We're perfectly fine with text, too. We love that. You can text the word Stronger United, one word. Make sure it's one word. Autocorrect will try and make it two. So Stronger United to the number 41444. You'll get a link back for you to go on and complete your gift. You can do a one-time gift. You can do a reoccurring gift. You can do it however works for you.
Again, uwbv.org will get you started, and also the rest of the social media, and you always, you and Lindsay and everybody else at the office be willing to visit with people in person or on the phone as well.
Absolutely. We'd love to visit with you.
Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.